I wanted to present some headphones. The ones that I'm going to demonstrate are made by a company called Aftershokz, AFTERSHOKZ. This line of headphones they called Trex, TREKZ. And they are Bluetooth headphones. They're very thin and light, and they're shaped like a horseshoe or a semicircle, where they're a circle open on one side. They go around the back of your head, so it's almost like you're putting on glasses backwards. They come in from the other side, and they go over your ears. There's like a hook that goes over your ears, and then there's like a triangle piece that sits in front of your ears, so they don't go in your ears. They're not headphones that cover your ears, and they're not headphones that go in your ears. They just sit in front of your ears. On the left-hand side of them, in front of your ear on the left-hand side, there's a button on the triangle piece that lets you pause playback and pick up calls. So that's the other thing I really like about it, is you can answer calls with it. It has noise-canceling microphones, so you could be listening to music. You push that button on the triangle when someone calls. Now you're talking to someone, and then you push the button to hang up, and the music starts playing again, which is really nice. On the right-hand side, behind the ear, there are these little like rectangles behind each ear, which I assume is where they store the battery, and it also has some buttons for doing the volume higher or lower. These things work. They're bone conduction technology. The little triangle things that sit in front of your ears have transducers, which send mini vibrations through the cheekbones and deliver the sound directly to the inner ear, and so they're bypassing the eardrum. And that's why they don't have to be over your ears or in your ears. They're actually doing it that way. One thing when I was researching this I thought was fascinating, it's a safe and natural process. And what they say is that when you cover your ears and hum, you're actually doing the same thing to yourself. You're creating vibrations that you're hearing, and it's that same bone conduction that's happening. The benefits of these, they're very specific benefits in my mind. If you're sitting down to listen to your favorite music, especially in a loud environment, these are not the right headphones. These are more for delivering music to you in an open ear format. Very similar in my mind to the ones that sit on your shoulders. The difference is the ones on the shoulders, everybody was able to hear. Not as loud as the person that was wearing them, but people could hear what was going on. These take the sound and deliver it right to your ears, and so you hear it as if everyone's hearing it, but no one else can hear it but you. You're able to have this open ear listening, situational awareness, which is my favorite part about it. If I'm using a navigation app, I can hear the navigation app talking to me. No one else is hearing it, and I have complete situational awareness. So if a biker rides by me and says, "On your left," I hear them the same as I would hear them if I wasn't wearing headphones. So I think that's a really big benefit. They're really light and comfortable, so you can wear them for a long time, and I just forget that I'm wearing them. The other people don't hear what you are hearing. You can use them for audio and phone calls. And then I just want to talk through some of the different versions of them. They have all different levels of them, and I'll just go through that quickly. In general, all the versions of the Trek headphones are either water resistant or waterproof. So they're made to where you could wear them, and if it was raining out, you wouldn't have to worry about it for walking. The ones that are waterproof, they have this IP rating system, which I have noticed on products, but I never really looked into it. And so all of their various models, they have a model called an Aeroplex, that is 8 hours of audio and calls. It has an IP67 waterproof rating, which means it's protected from dust and it's protected from immersion up to 1 meter for 30 minutes. So that's their highest end. It goes for $160. They also have the trainer version, which lets you have 4 gigabytes of MP3 storage, 8 hours of battery, and an IP68 waterproof protection, which gives you protection from dust and protection above 1 meters. So these trainers appears to be for people, they don't recommend you swim with them, but if you're around a pool and you drop it in the pool or whatever, sounds like they can do pretty well. Those are $150. The ones I'm going to demo for the people in the room and future meetings where we'll have more people here in the room, these Air model, have 6 hours of audio. They have an IP55 sweatproof, which gives partial protection from dust and protected from water getting into them. So they can be out in the rain, but they really are not supposed to be immersed in anything. The list price for these is $120, but something I'm going to talk about in a second is that some vendors are partnering with them because you can get these benefits of like using a navigation app and wearing these headphones. There's a lot of vendors that are starting to part with them that bring that $120 down to as low as $80, which really brings them into a range that is pretty realistic. The last ones and the oldest models are the Titaniums. They're 6 hours, IP55, so very similar to the Air, and they're $80. So I guess my recommendation at this point is that we get everyone the information, anyone that's interested, get people the information about how to get the Air for $80. The Titaniums are older and heavier, so I don't really recommend them, but they do still exist. So I use navigation apps, like I said, but I also use something that was demoed, I think, at one of the previous meetings, the Sunu Band, which is a kind of a sonar device that looks out in front of you and gives you feedback through vibrations of what it's seeing. They also have an app that goes along with it that gives you a lot of navigation information. So I usually wear my Sunu Band every day. I have the app running and I have these headphones and I can be getting directions and information that is kind of like beamed right inside my head. No one else is hearing it, and but I can still hear everything around me. The place not to wear them is like in a computer room or where you're somewhere that is very loud. The sound is not going to come through from them.
Oh, I just want to know, can you wear glasses or sunglasses
when you're wearing them? I wear glasses for just eye protection.
I also wear glasses, and the way they're so thin that the way they go over your ears, they just sit right next to the arms of your glasses that are also going over your ears. So the headphones kind of sit, I have my glasses are the closest to my head, then these things sit right next to them, and then my ears, and I don't notice anything. They're so thin that I don't even notice that there's any, it's not like they're pushing your ears or making them feel sensitive or anything like that.
And can you hear, like if you're walking on a noisy, on a sidewalk next to a noisy street, can you hear navigation instructions while there's traffic noises?
I think that's the best part of them, is that if someone was jackhammering, so it was kind of like whiting out all hearing, then you have to turn these up so loud that you can actually, if you turn them up too much, you can actually feel the vibrations they're sending through your cheek. So I usually play them at about medium. And, if you're walking by a site with someone jackhammering, you wouldn't be able to hear it. I would not try to even turn them up. I would walk past. But for all normal sounds, normal day-to-day, like literally I work in a location where we have computer rooms, very loud, can't hear them in there. It would have to be a pretty loud noise. Normal day-to-day, walking around the street, traffic, things like that. It's amazing how it just kind of beams the sound into your head, yet you still hear people talking, bicyclists, giving you directions around you.
I have these too. I don't have the latest version of them, but they are a good product, I think. But I think it's important to keep in mind that when you have outside sounds and you have the earphones going, your focus is not completely equally divided. You can't be listening to two things at once. So what happens is there's a split second decision that you make about whether sound is something you have to attend to, like a bicyclist or a car or something. So you stop listening to the music or focusing on the music and you focus on the car. That's a very short period of time, but you have to kind of be aware of that it may slow your reaction time slightly. Not significantly, but slightly.
I think that comes with practice. The more you use it, you will know it,
Yes, so. You get used to it, that's for sure.
They're very light. Very thin. They're made of titanium, so they're very strong.
Yeah, I have a set of the titaniums. And what I find is the way the U is constructed, I'll have it on and I'll move my head or turn, and the U will almost like bump me in the neck. And I just find them uncomfortable for that. A lot of times if they made the U a little bit more flexible, it would be a lot more comfortable. And that's what I've found with the titanium, and I don't wear them as much.
There are videos online that people do reviews, and one of the things they said about the titanium that they didn't like was because the back of it would fall down and hit your neck because it's so much heavier. And the guy that interviewed it was like, I can't stand that, it drives me nuts. And then he tried the Air, which are really light, and stay up behind your head, don't fall down and touch your neck. And so he said he liked them a lot better. So you might want to try the Air version of them. The volume is behind your left ear. There are two buttons. One of them, I think it's the back one, makes it go down, and the front one makes it go up. The Air is the one that I've tried, which is the one that you could get around $80, as opposed to the $160 one. I figure even if it's a little better, it's probably not worth that much more money. So I haven't tried that one. That one has an 8-hour battery, and they say the sound is a little better. You don't get a lot of bass. So really, if you want to listen to your favorite music, you want to use headphones because you want to get all the bass and the high ends. This has great high end, but doesn't really have a lot of bass. So for listening to music, it's not the best. But for listening to things and having situational awareness, it's way better than headphones that cover your ears.
People use it for Ira. That's why we got ours, for Ira. You can hold the phone up, and with the headphones, you can hear the Ira agent, but at the same time, you can hear the phone. And that works nicely that way.
Where did you buy
them? Yeah, if you buy them at Best Buy or Amazon or any of the places where they're sold,
okay.
This version is $120. The vendor that makes the Sunu Band has partnered with this company. Their sales thing just ended last Tuesday, but they're going to do it again before the end of the year, so I'll provide all that information to the officers. They're not even saying you have to buy the Sunu Band. They're like, you can get the headphones alone for the $80. Or you get the headphones and the Sunu Band at a lower price. So that's what I love about the deal, is people could just get the headphones, get all the benefits of that if that's what they want. And you can also check out the Sunu Band, something I wear all the time too, that I think is really valuable. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate it.